Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll get into a NFL no huddle in about 20 minutes from right now as we look ahead to five straight days of NFL football. Thursday, Friday. No Saturday, sorry. You get just college on Saturday.
Just college on Saturday.
And a bunch of games on Sunday, obviously, including the Falcons and the Jets right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And then Monday Night Football as well, but really good Thursday games. So we'll get to that coming up in about 20 minutes. College Football Corner at 12:20. We'll react to some of the rankings last night and keep looking ahead to the rivalry weekend that starts on Friday as well. But Dave Archer joins us at 11:40 on Wednesdays to talk Falcons, presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. Arch, how are you?
I'm doing good, guys. Much better this week than we did last week. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your listeners. I've always wanted to ask a Georgia Bulldog this, and I don't know why I hadn't, but do you guys really hate Georgia Tech, or is it just their pesky little brothers that you kind of slap away with your hand? What do you do?
You hate them. Yeah, I don't. Ain't that clean?
Oh, you
about
do.
It.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's,
yeah.
Okay.
Nah,
Nothing
nah.
clean about it either. Not nah, clean nah. for you.
I mean, but I think it just depends on who you ask me personally. It's a hatred, but it's not like I want to go kick them in the nuts or something like that. I just don't like them.
Okay.
I just don't like them.
I just didn't know if it was like your little brother running around, you slap him in the head, knock him off you. So he's okay. All right.
I mean, obviously they have a little bit of that, you know, but. Yet, you know, that you know, they've beaten us from time to time. You know, just like, you know, your brother might beat you at foosball or something like that. Not basketball or something like that.
Not a real sport.
Not a real sport, but like foosball or a video game.
Not a real
sport. You know, or something, or something like
sport.
That.
I got you.
Or something like that.
Yeah. I got you. Okay. I just always wondered that. Thank you, Randy. I appreciate that.
Falcons got the upper hand in the rivalry on Sunday, and now they lead the all-time matchup 57-56. So they got them by one after beating them on Sunday. Look, obviously we understand all of the stories going into the game with Penix being out and Kirk Cousins being in. What do you make of how he looked and how the offense looked and kind of how they ran things differently with Kirk being in there on Sunday?
I thought there was some good stuff, Andy, from a getting off your initial read. If you look at it from a quarterback perspective, I think that when you begin to talk about Michael and continuing to learn at this level, and obviously Randy be the first guy to tell you there's looks that you see in this league with matchup zones now and all the different things they try to do. They don't do at the college level. So things are much cleaner at the college. Hey, I got cover two. Hey, I got cover four. I got cover three. It's man free. You know, the basic stuff, but all of a sudden you get these combination scenarios that you're kind of learning on the fly. And I think that that's what Michael kind of was going through, and he tended to camp on that first read, to not get off that first read to get to the second one. I think he was starting to progress that direction. I think that the first half of the Carolina game was kind of an indication of him kind of moving to another level, and then all of a sudden we lose him, he gets hurt. But that was what you saw on Sunday, a veteran quarterback that did not camp on reads. And Randy, I don't know if you saw this, but I thought he even got off a couple reads maybe too early,
maybe.
Just because he was trying to process stuff. But all of a sudden, Charlie's catching the ball. Algier's catching the ball in the backfield. You're getting the ball to Dylan Drummond. And it was nice to see other guys get involved because Drake wasn't there. But that was what I initially saw, Andy, was just the processing piece of it, which I felt like kept things moving a little bit.
What about the return of Diablo, Dave? I mean, when you look at it.
Oh, my God.
What does he do that gives this defense the edge that they have when he's in there?
Well, he does what three other guys have to do. That's what we've been experiencing with him out of the game, as you know, Randy. He's got a physicality piece to him that he's kind of grown into having been a safety in college. And so he understands what the linebacker piece means. There's a physicality piece to it, as you know. And then the athleticism that the safety that he brings to the table, that safety piece that he was at Virginia Tech when he first got in the league, his ability to understand where he's supposed to be in coverage, how to run and get to people in man coverage. And then he's added to his repertoire the ability to rush, understanding how to get on guys' edge of offensive linemen to be able to get pressure on the quarterback, to make the quarterback feel uncomfortable. He does all of that stuff, and you were trying to combine that with, you know, Josh Woods, J.D. Bertrand, Ronnie Harrison Jr. Three guys were trying to do one guy's job. And then I think he bought something else. He's such a fun dude to be around. You guys are out here. You guys talk to him.
Yeah.
He's got a big smile on his face all the time. Diggs coming to work, and he just provided a spark to the defense, and I thought that was pretty cool as well.
I don't know if something has happened physically, and maybe it started before the moment that I'm referencing, but it just feels like ever since Kyle Pitts dropped that pass in Germany, something's been off with him. Have you noticed anything different, or is it just kind of the way it goes sometimes?
Did it take that play to let you know that there was something off?
Maybe not. Yeah, maybe it's before that.
I think there might be something to be said. It was a little before that as well. I don't know, Andy, where he is from a want to standpoint. Uber talented dude, right? We know that.
Yes.
We saw it his rookie year. And Randy, you've got a guy that you couldn't ask for a better dude to be sitting next to talk to about the intricacies of playing that position. It's not like playing outside the numbers. I mean, you don't have stuff that you have to worry about when you're inside the numbers, let alone inside the hash marks like Randy had to negotiate. And there's got to be a want to there, the physicality piece to it, the being able to play basketball and know a guy's going to be draped on the back end. You still got to reach out with strong hands and pluck the football. He's just not doing that stuff. I think we see the ability to run there. And I don't know, Randy, it's just what your thoughts are on just his attention to detail in his routes. Let's take a first route, for instance. He's running that inside dig route that we see Drake run a lot, you know, because Drake's out, so they go to Kyle to run that inside breaking dig route on what the first series of downs, and he rounds the route off at the top. There's no, you know, little pressure break to create some separation, and now all of a sudden the defender just rolls with him, is right on his back, and he knocks the ball away from him. The attention, it's disturbing, to be honest with you. It really is disturbing.
Hey, we were just talking before we got you on about, and we played a clip with Rod talking about the two young edge rushers. And I was thinking about this when I was driving. I wanted to ask you because you watched them closely. Tell me the differences between the two, what makes them both so good, this young.
Well, one thing that's clear, and you know this, Randy, is the speed piece. I think that James is certainly a guy that kind of relies on his speed more than he does, you know, the power piece of it. I think he is starting to develop maybe an additional move where he tries to use some power, get underneath their pads. Jalen has all of it. I mean, he's quick off the ball. He does have a speed. I would say that if you ran him in a foot race, James probably wins the foot race, I would think. But it's not by a long way. But the piece that Jalen brings to the table is his power piece, the speed to power. And it came to light in that New England game where he's going against Will Campbell, their number one draft pick, left tackle. He just takes him and drops him in Drake May's lap, just got up underneath him and drove him into his lap. But the thing that's cool about him is they both have kind of a relentless motor from what I can tell. And when I looked at him in the draft, I don't know how you guys evaluated him in the draft. They were two guys that I looked at for AtlantaFalcons.com that I thought we might have a shot at. It was the motor piece to it. And I think that they've done a good job. Nate Olley, the defensive line coach, and then, of course, Jeff Ulbrich, they've done a really good job of rotating them to keep them fresh. Mm-hmm.
But my goodness, you got to be excited about what those guys are. What, they got 9 sacks combined, yep. and you still got 6 yep. games to yep. go, yep. and now you're the number 3 team in the league in sacks with 39, and that was something you wanted to address. Can we fix that? Can we fix taking the football away? Xavier Watts has got 3 interceptions. Pretty good draft this year for Terry Fontenot.
It was cool to see, like you talked about earlier, Kirk spread the love around in the passing game.
Yeah.
And hopefully that continues, but also hopefully it continues with Drake London in there as well. What do we know about Drake's health and when we can expect him back?
Yeah, I just don't think you're going to see him this week, Andy. It's a good question, and obviously everybody wants him on the field because we've talked about it on you guys' show. He's that Randy McMichael. He's that dog on the field that you want that'll fight you at a drop of a hat, you know, and then is maybe one of the 4 or 5 best at his position. I just don't think he's going to be able to go this week. I think they're going to err on the safety side. You know, that MCL is that stabilizer in there, and if it's weak, and I don't know if you ever had that, Randy,
yes.
but it just exposes the other 2 ligaments to serious damage. So I think they'll probably hold him out another week.
What do we need to know about these Jets, Dave? We know they traded off all the good players, you know, and we always talk about Tyrod. Tyrod to get you one.
And he hasn't done it yet.
But what do we need to know about the damn Jets?
That's right. He seems to have one.
Always gets one every year.
Hopefully he'll wait another week before he gets one. But, no, I think that the thing that they've done is they've drafted extremely well with Iowa State players. I mean, that's the first thing I want to pick out. They have a lot of Iowa State guys. But, Breece Hall's a good back. I think that they've got a good stable of backs. And you'll see the college piece to it offensively, the zone read. So that's going to make Jalen and James and Leonard and all those guys that are going to play the edge at Katie, you're going to have to be a little bit more sound as far as the run game. I'd be able to crash on the run game because the quarterback will keep it around the edge. So they'll have to, both quarterbacks, both Tyrod Taylor and Justin Fields, will do that to you. The wide receiver core is okay. I mean, it's nothing to shake a stick at. I think offensively, offensive line has stayed intact. They've started the same 5 guys all 11 games. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty good. They've only given up 13 holding calls, which is the 4th best in the National Football League. So playing decently up front. Defense is where their bread is buttered. That's Glenn's side of the ball. Aaron Glenn, their new head football coach. They've traded a bunch of dudes away, but I will say that Jeff Ulbrich told me when they went and got Divine Diablo, I said, "Why'd you go get Divine Diablo?" Not a lot of people were talking about him. He said, "I needed to get a guy that was like Jamin Sherwood and Quincy Williams." Mm-hmm. He said, "I had 2 of those guys in my defense up there." And remember, this defense over the last 3 years hasn't been ranked less than 4 in the National Football League in total defense. Right now, they're 14th in the National Football League. So they're still playing a degree of pretty good defense on that side, and it's keyed by those 2 linebackers.
Arch, we appreciate the insight every single Wednesday, man. Happy Thanksgiving.
Appreciate you, Dave.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys. Always appreciate being on with y'all. Y'all take care.
Take care.
Dave Archer there, Falcons Radio Network analyst, former quarterback, obviously getting ready for the Falcons and the Jets on Sunday. And, yeah, it's interesting. They obviously traded away Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner. You look at the depth chart. There's still some talented players over there for sure.
They got some good players.
Yeah, kind of what they got, though, because you look at that offense, man. I know Breece Hall's a good player for sure, running behind that offensive line, but – A.D. Mitchell gets traded over there. That's frustrating for him.
Yes.
With how good the Colts are.
He hasn't found his way yet.
Alan Lazard's still there because Aaron Rodgers said he needed to be. John Metchie. Remember, he was pretty good at Alabama.
I mean, you got guys that can make plays. And the thing with it is
Arian Smith.
Yeah, he's there. He's the 4th or 5th guy. Yeah, okay. he's developing nicely up there.
A couple of Georgia guys. A.D. sort of. I mean, he was, yeah.
But I think, the thing with it is that A.D. has ability. You know, yeah. I know we. You know, he has ability. Alan Lazard, you know, guys like that. Those are the guys.
Oh, Mason Taylor is their tight end.
Yes, those are the guys that hurt you. The Lazards, those guys they hurt the Falcons.
Yeah, the Valdez Scantling
guys. Like that. Those are the guys that hurt the damn Falcons.
Yeah, just keep, don't get too, happy about the win.
Oh, I need reason.
24-hour rule. Keep it tight against the Jets.
Yeah,
Let's not lose any momentum against these guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Include tonight, Joe and I got Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at teams and athletes making news in high school across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low price, low savings. I'm sure they're going to get into that craziness.
That situation at Gainesville.
Yeah, Gainesville tonight. That's Prep Sports Nation tonight, starting on 929 The Game.
All right, we'll come back. Hour number two here on a hump day Wednesday. NFL No Huddle followed by a college football corner. 45 minutes of football next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.